Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Buenos días a todos.
We ask God's blessings.
Pedimos las bendiciones de Dios.
And that isn't spoken lightly.
Eso no ha sido, no se habla muy ligeramente.
But may it be in all the depth that those words can bear.
Y en toda esa deuda que esas palabras pueden llevar.
For each one of you.
Para cada uno de ustedes.
Pray that you're all meeting with him today.
Espero que todos se encuentren con él hoy.
And that you connect to him.
Y que se conecten con él.
And listen to him.
Lo escuchen a él.
And unload your burdens and your cares and your problems.
Sus preocupaciones.
But also thank him and worship him and love him.
Pero también ámenlo, adórenlo.
Amen. Let's bow in
prayer.
Brother Juan, would you lead us?
Thank you. As I needed people, we ask for work, we broken, to be given for those souls that needed it. Everybody needs a Father. We just pray that you be with us. Just as you always do. We trust in you. Thanks for everything today, Father. Bless the ministry. Bless the ears that are going to hear it. Next thing, lie out of that for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Yo les
thank
bendiga, you. Gracias.
Brother Alfred, thank you for singing.
Hermano Alfred, gracias por cantar.
Sisters Rachel and Janelle, thank you for sharing with us.
Con nosotros.
Laura, thanks for playing.
Laura, gracias por tocar.
Brother Derek, thank you for leading.
Hermano Derek, gracias por ser el líder. De la música hoy.
Jesse, thanks for the soundboard.
Gracias, Jesse, tú, yeah. Tú también.
We have a thought that we've been working on uncovering.
Tenemos un pensamiento en el cual hemos trabajado para descubrirlo, para abrirlo.
And looking at the love.
Mirando hacia el amor.
Between the Father and the Son.
Entre el Padre y el Hijo.
Knowing that is to be not kept there.
Sabiendo que no tiene que ser mantenido ahí.
No love is to be kept.
No, ningún amor tiene que ser quedado con.
All love is to be given out.
Todo tiene que ser dado.
And if we don't know how to give it out,
y si no sabemos cómo darlo,
I think we haven't experienced it yet.
Creo que entonces no lo hemos experimentado todavía.
Because when you experience his love, you can't not give it out.
Porque cuando usted experimenta el amor, usted no puede quedarse con él. Usted tiene que darlo.
And we looked at several scriptures, Isaiah chapter 53.
Miramos muchas escrituras, Isaías 53.
And saw such a beautiful harmony.
Tal armonía, tan hermosa.
Such a beautiful oneness.
Tan hermosa unidad.
And when I looked at that,
cuando yo miro eso,
I looked at the capstone.
Miro hacia la piedra de corona.
I looked at love.
Miro hacia el amor.
I looked at perfect love.
Miro hacia amor perfecto.
So I'm looking.
Estoy mirando.
Along with that,
juntamente con eso,
the prayer of the Lord Jesus.
La oración del Señor Jesús.
That I believe this is what the Holy Spirit is doing now, is answering.
Esto es lo que el Espíritu Santo está haciendo ahorita,
answering the prayer of his Son.
Contestando la oración de su Hijo.
And we know that one of those prayers, part of it, I mean,
de esas oraciones,
is that we be with him.
Es que estemos con él.
But the part,
pero la parte
that has to do with adoption and
tiene que ver
maturing
con y madurez
and becoming, is becoming one.
Y llegando a ser uno.
And we know that that's what he prayed.
Sabemos que eso es por lo cual él oró.
In verse 21, he says that they all may be one as thou, Father,
como tú
art in me.
Eres Padre en mí.
And I in thee.
Y yo estoy en ti.
That they may be one in us.
que ellos puedan ser uno con nosotros.
That the world may believe that you sent me.
Que tú me has enviado.
So somehow the world has to witness and
de alguna
see
manera, el mundo tiene que
a
ser
oneness.
Testigo, mirar esta unidad.
Okay, that the Father sent the Son.
Que el Padre envió al Hijo.
To redeem us back.
Para redimirnos de regreso.
To bring us back.
Para traernos
and
de regreso.
Somehow, I don't know how, but the world will believe
no lo sé cómo,
that
pero
the Son was obedient to the Father and did his work perfectly.
Y cumplió su palabra perfectamente.
And what is the proof of that?
¿Y cuál es la prueba de ello?
The bride.
La novia.
Us.
Nosotros.
So then again he prays.
Entonces una vez más él ora.
Okay, in the last verse of chapter 17.
El último versículo de del whatever it is.
Chapter 17 of John. Mm-hmm. And he says, I have declared unto them
les declarado a ellos
thy name.
Tu nombre.
And never was that name declared
y nunca fue ese nombre
like
declarado
it has been
como ha sido
in
hecho
this day.
En este día.
Never was that name made more clear
nunca fue ese nombre nunca más claro
or more beautiful
o más hermoso
than it has been
que, como que ha sido
by
hecho
the revelation of Jesus Christ
la revelación de Jesucristo
through the message of the hour.
A través del mensaje de la hora.
So we know the name of God
sabemos el nombre de Dios
because it's been declared to us.
Ha sido declarado a nosotros.
And he says, I have declared it, I will declare it.
Lo he declarado y lo
past
declararé.
Tense, future tense.
En tiempo futuro también.
Okay, and with that revelation
y con esa revelación,
is something so beautiful
algo
and
tan hermoso,
so profound
tan bello y tan profundo,
that the love wherewith you loved me
que en el amor que tú me amaste los amas también.
The same love of the Father
el mismo amor del Padre
goes to the Son
Hijo,
and to all sons.
Y hacia todos los hijos.
Of course, we refer to that as born ones, so we include
por supuesto,
our
no
sisters, of course.
Como
we know
nacidos,
that, and they know that.
Eso, y ellos saben eso.
So with that thought in mind, let's go to our text today.
Vamos a nuestro texto
and that's
de hoy.
Going to Ephesians chapter 2.
Efesios 2.
And let's read the first six verses there.
Efesios 2, vamos a leer los primeros seis versículos ahí.
Now this is such a beautiful book.
Es tan hermoso libro.
This is like Brother Branham tells us. This
según
is the people.
Dice, esta es la gente.
Where he could teach them something.
Donde él puede enseñarles algo.
He could bring them deeper into Christ.
Más profundamente hacia Cristo.
Deeper into Revelation.
Más profundamente hacia
deeper
la revelación.
Into the walk.
Una caminata
chapter
más profunda.
1.
Capítulo 1.
Tells us.
Nos dice
the mystery
el misterio
of his will
de su voluntad
and where he took us from
y a donde, donde él
where
nos tomó,
he's taken us to
y hacia donde nos está tomando,
in the mind of God.
En la mente de Dios.
Chapter 2.
Capítulo 2.
He brings us back to earth.
Nos trae de regreso a la tierra.
And whenever we're brought to earth
y lo quiera, quiera que sea que tengamos,
it's a mess.
Aquí en la tierra.
So
es un
here
enredo.
He we have our earthly journey here.
Aquí tenemos nuestra jornada terrenal. Aquí.
And this is including all of us.
Y esto es incluyendo todos nosotros.
And you he hath quickened which were dead in trespasses and sins.
Y él os dio vida a vosotros cuando estabas muertos de vuestros delitos y pecados.
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world.
En los cuales anduvisteis en otro tiempo, siguiendo la corriente de este mundo.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Conforme al príncipe de la potestad del aire.
The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience.
El espíritu que ahora opera en los hijos de desobediencia.
Among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of life. In times past, in the lusts of our flesh, the desires of our flesh.
Los deseos entre los cuales también nosotros vivimos en nuestros tiempos en los deseos de nuestra carne.
Fulfilling.
Haciendo.
Not just tasting. Look at this. Fulfilling.
Probando. Haciendo.
Yeah. So we weren't just there. We were in it.
No, tan solo estamos ahí. Estábamos en ello.
We weren't looking at the mud puddle. We were swimming in it.
No estamos mirando nada más ese pequeño laguito, estamos nadando en ese lago.
Yeah. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
Haciendo la voluntad de la carne y de los pensamientos.
And we're by nature.
Y éramos por naturaleza.
By nature.
Por naturaleza.
So there's a nature in there.
Ahí hay una naturaleza ahí.
That had to be replaced.
Que tiene que ser reemplazada.
It had to die.
Tiene que morir.
So we could be given another nature.
Para que se nos pueda dar otra naturaleza.
We were by nature.
Éramos por naturaleza.
The children of wrath.
Hijos de ira.
Even as others.
Lo mismo que los demás.
But God.
Pero Dios.
Who is rich in mercy.
Que es rico en misericordia.
For his great love wherewith he loved us.
Por su gran amor con que nos amó.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Aún estando vosotros muertos en pecados.
Hath he quickened us or made us alive together with Christ.
Nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo.
By grace.
Por gracia.
You are saved.
Sois salvos.
And hath raised us up together.
Y juntamente con él nos resucitó.
Look at that next word.
Mire la siguiente palabra.
He made us.
Y así mismo nos hizo.
Okay. He didn't make a suggestion that you can go there. He made
él no
you
una
sit
de que usted pudiera ir.
Together.
Él hizo.
In heavenly places.
Juntamente en lugares celestiales.
In Christ Jesus.
Con Cristo Jesús.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
Para mostrar en los siglos venideros las abundantes riquezas de su gracia en su bondad.
In his kindness toward us through
en su bondad
Christ Jesus.
Para con nosotros en Cristo Jesús.
For by grace you are saved.
Porque por gracia sois salvos.
Through faith.
Por medio de la fe.
And even that.
Y esto no de
that faith
esa fe
is not of yourselves.
No de ustedes mismos.
It is a gift of God.
Ese es el don de Dios.
Okay, let's pray again.
Vamos a orar una vez más.
Heavenly Father, this is your word.
Padre celestial, esta es tu palabra.
Your word is perfect.
Tu palabra es perfecta. Yes.
We read you in print.
Te leemos en imprenta.
But the deepest desire of our lives.
Pero el profundo deseo de nuestras vidas
is to bring it off the page and into our lives.
Es sacarlo de las páginas hacia nosotros.
Let it live and display itself.
Que se mire y que se vea ella misma.
And may these words
y que estas palabras
live out from us.
Salgan de nosotros.
Okay.
Vivan.
That we ages to come this age.
En edades que vengan en esta edad.
He might show through us.
Él muestra a través de nosotros
the exceeding riches of his grace.
Riquezas excedentes de su
in
gracia.
His kindness towards us.
En su voluntad para con nosotros.
Oh, let it be.
Que sea así.
And may Jesus Christ be glorified through
que
this.
Jesucristo sea glorificado a través de esto.
May his name be lifted up and exalted.
Que su nombre sea levantado y exaltado.
May there be many love affairs.
Que haya muchas historias de amor.
Many prisoners.
Muchos prisioneros.
Many obedient sons and
muchos
daughters.
Muchos hijos e hijas obedientes de Dios.
Bring it to pass, Father.
Que pase, Padre.
Even as we believe you are now.
Aun conforme creemos
doing these things even in us.
Haciendo estas cosas aún en nosotros.
Grant it, Father.
Concédelo,
we ask
Padre.
In Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Amen. Thanks. Have you seen it?
Te pueden sentar.
Ephesians.
Efesios.
What a wonderful chapter.
Qué hermoso capítulo.
You look at this and you look where we were.
Usted mira esto y mira dónde nos encontrábamos.
And you look the condition we were.
Y usted mira la condición en cual nos encontrábamos.
And, some are still in that condition.
Algunos todavía están en esa condición.
And they're in desperate need of the love of God.
Y están en una necesidad desesperada del amor de Dios.
And the mercy and the
la misericordia y
riches of his grace.
Las riquezas de su gracia.
To us.
Así para nosotros.
We all know as humans.
Sabemos todos como humanos
that we're in need.
Que estamos en necesidad.
So I'm going to ask, what is more wonderful than love?
Voy a preguntar qué es más maravilloso que el amor.
What is more needed in the human life than love?
Qué es más necesario en la vida humana que el amor.
And what is more glorious to the human experience?
Y qué es más glorioso para esa experiencia humana.
Than undeserved love.
Que un amor no merecido.
Offered and given to you out of the wells of salvation.
Ofrecido y dado hacia ti fuera de los pozos de salvación.
Out of the wonders of God's redemption.
Fuera de las maravillas de la redención de Dios.
Now we know.
Ahora sabemos.
From the message of the hour, redemption has two parts.
A través del mensaje de la hora, que la redención tiene dos
partes.
What
are they? Out of.
Fuera de.
And into.
Y hacia.
Okay. Now, what is more crushing?
¿Y qué es más aplastante?
To the human condition.
A la condición humana.
Then the experience of knowing
that
you are lost.
Que usted está perdido.
That you are being controlled.
Que usted está siendo controlado.
By something that is destroying you.
Que lo está destruyendo a usted.
Think of it.
Pienso, está cerca de yo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Actually killing you.
De hecho, matándolo.
That you are dark.
Que usted es oscuridad.
And in the midst of darkness.
En el medio de las tinieblas.
And know that you have no way out.
Y sabiendo que usted no tiene salida.
We know the greatest turning point in the Christian experience.
Sabemos el punto de inflexión en la experiencia cristiana.
Is that moment when one realizes the desperate need for redemption.
Es ese momento cuando uno se da cuenta de esa desesperada necesidad por redención.
And feels a real desire for
verdadero,
it.
Un verdadero
he
deseo
wants
por ello.
It. He craves
él lo quiere, él lo
it. He
desea.
Must have it or he dies.
Tiene que hacerlo, o muere.
And somehow knows through this that God is reaching out to offer it to
que Dios
you.
Está acercando a usted para ofrecérselo a usted.
He is offering you
le está ofreciendo
a
usted
way out.
Una salida.
Out of and into.
Fuera de. Y hacia
He's
de,
offering us a way out.
Está ofreciendo una salida.
Out of darkness.
Fuera de las tinieblas.
Out of death.
Fuera de la muerte.
Out of hopelessness.
Fuera de desesperación.
Out of the brutal rule of Satan's hatred for you.
Fuera de la regla brutal del odio de Satanás por usted.
And because and through his hatred for you.
Y por causa de su odio por usted.
Look what he does out of your own self-destruction.
Fuera de su propia autodestrucción.
Because this is the fruit of his life.
Porque ese es el fruto de la vida de él.
Out of the misery of a loveless life.
Fuera de la miseria de una vida sin amor.
Out of the power of darkness.
Fuera del poder de las tinieblas.
And not just out, but into him.
Y no solo fuera hacia, pero hacia dentro también, hacia él.
Into Jesus Christ.
Hacia Jesucristo.
Into him who is light.
Y hacia él, el cual es luz.
Into him who is love.
Hacia él, el cual es amor.
Into him who is life.
Hacia él, el cual es vida.
This one.
Este.
This Jesus.
Este Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
The Son of the Most High.
El Hijo del Más Alto.
Is coming to bring you.
Está viniendo a traerlo a usted.
You.
Oh, tú.
You.
Tú.
Into a place you didn't even know existed.
Hacia dentro de un place, hacia dentro de un lugar que tú no sabías que existía.
Into a place.
Hacia un lugar.
You didn't even know
que
was
tú
possible.
Aún no sabías que era posible.
But felt somehow.
Pero de alguna manera. En algún lugar.
Deep inside of you.
Dentro de muy profundamente dentro de ti.
There had to be something somewhere.
Ahí tenía que haber algo.
Of where you were.
Un lugar.
Into a place.
Donde
in Jesus Christ,
tenía que estar hacia un lugar
where grace reigns.
Cristo, donde la gracia reina.
Into a place where the darkness and blackness of sin,
hacia un lugar de la oscuridad,
or unbelief,
las tinieblas del pecado,
were completely overpowered
fueron completamente
by the light of God's redeeming love.
Por la luz del amor redentor de Dios.
Think of it, brothers and sisters.
Piense acerca de esto, hermano y hermana.
Out of hideous darkness.
Hora de tinieblas horribles.
That tells the spirit of the child of God that he's in danger of wrath.
Que le dice al hijo del espíritu del hijo de Dios que él está en peligro de ira.
Into, think of that. Out of that darkness. Out of
fuera
that
blackness. Fuera de esas tinieblas. Fuera de esas tinieblas.
Isn't that Colossians chapter 1?
Colosenses 1.
He has delivered us. Out of the power of darkness.
Fuera del poder de la oscuridad.
Into the kingdom.
Hacia el reino.
Of his dear son.
De su querido
into
hijo,
heavenly places.
Hacia lugares celestiales. Think of
from blackness, he makes us. He makes us.
Él nos hace.
So he says in the scripture,
en la escritura, ¿no es así?
makes us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
En Cristo Jesús.
Yeah.
Sí.
There is no darkness there.
Ahí no hay oscuridad.
There's nothing but perfect love there.
No hay nada ahí más que amor perfecto.
Yeah. No,
sí,
not
ahora,
just love.
No tan solo amor.
Not failure. No, perfect love.
No, amor perfecto.
God's love, agape.
Agape, amor.
So beautiful.
Tan hermoso.
In Christ Jesus,
en Cristo Jesús,
in Him,
en él,
who is love,
el cual es amor,
in Him who is light,
en él,
in
el cual es luz,
Him
en él,
who is
el cual
light.
Es vida.
Now,
ahora,
taking this thought here,
tomando este pensamiento aquí,
Ephesians chapter 2,
Efesios 2,
where we were in this world, in this life.
¿Dónde estamos en este mundo, en esta vida?
Okay?
Sí.
Because we know every... Every, according
sabemos,
to this word,
cada,
we're all guilty.
A este mundo,
as
todos
we know we are in
culpables,
the Scripture.
Donde estamos en la Escritura.
And we know
y sabemos
that we all need mercy.
Que todos necesitamos misericordia.
So many of us are so tied up or afraid to give it out or can't give it out. God has mercy.
Nosotros estamos tan atrapados, incapaces de darlo.
But with all of this
eso,
scripture today and this background, I want to go back into the study of the love relationship of Father and Son, because it's out of that. It's
porque
out of that love, because there was
causa,
an obedient
por causa
son.
De ese amor, por causa de ese hijo obediente.
Because he did not seek his own will.
Porque él no hizo su propia voluntad.
Because that he knew that the fruit of his love relationship,
de sus, de esa relación de amor,
the fruit of that relationship,
el fruto de esa relación,
would be,
sería,
okay, the Isaiah, last part of Isaiah
52, parte de Isaiah
the
53,
pleasure
el
of the Lord,
la voluntad
prospering
del Señor,
in the hands of the
de las manos del Hijo.
And you are the pleasure of the Lord, his children, his son, his family.
Usted es la voluntad. Usted es la voluntad de Dios.
So, once again,
una vez más,
I'm pondering
pensando
over Matthew 5, 6,
Mateo
and 7.
5, 6 y 7.
But
pero
today,
hoy,
through that,
a través
I want
de esto,
to just look at a few verses
mira, estas son un par de versículos
that lead up to the setting
que nos llevó para
of that.
El placimiento
we've
de
looked at Matthew 5.
Miramos a Mateo 5.
6 and 7. We've looked at those verses, but we haven't looked at the setting. I want to go back to
it. Pero no miramos la plataforma. Quiero regresar.
And let's go to Matthew chapter 4.
Pero vamos a Mateo 4.
It's the beginning of his ministry.
Es el principio de su ministerio.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So let's start.
Entonces, vamos a comenzar.
With verse 12.
Con el versículo 12.
And when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee.
Cuando Jesús oyó que Jesús estaba preso,
and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, upon the sea coast, upon the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali.
Ciudad marítima en la región de Zabulón y
Naphtali. This is the beginning. This is the start.
Este es el principio.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
Para que se cumpliese lo dicho por el profeta Isaías cuando dijo.
Saying the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali.
Tierra de Zabulón, tierra de Naphtali.
By the way of the sea beyond Jordan.
Y al otro lado
Galilee of the Gentiles.
Galilea de los gentiles.
The people which sat in darkness. Saw great light.
En tinieblas, vio gran luz.
And the, to them that sat in the, listen to this,
escucha
to them
y a ellos,
that sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has sprung up.
Luz les resplandeció.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now look at this.
Ahora mire esto.
From that time,
desde entonces,
Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven
is at hand.
The kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven?
¿Cuál es el reino de los cielos?
And when he said those words, did they even know what he was talking about?
¿Sabían ellos de lo que él estaba hablando acerca de? Piense.
What's he talking about? Repent, there's the kingdom of heaven.
Hablando del reino de los cielos.
Yeah. In verse 23,
en el versículo 23,
and Jesus went about all Galilee.
Y recorrió Jesús toda la Galilea.
Now look at teaching in their synagogues.
Enseñando en las sinagogas.
And
y
preaching.
Predicando
the gospel.
El evangelio. Both.
He's opening the word in a new way. He's opening them, giving them the light of the word of God.
La vida de la palabra de Dios.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
El evangelio del reino.
And healing all manner of sickness.
Toda enfermedad.
Why?
¿Por qué?
He's an ambassador of another kingdom.
Él es un embajador de otro
There's
reino.
No sickness there.
Ahí no hay enfermedad.
There's
ahí.
No demons there.
No hay demonios ahí.
There's no bondage there.
No hay ataduras
There's
ahí.
No darkness there.
No hay tinieblas ahí.
And as ambassadors of Christ, we have to be exactly come with that same message. We're representing the kingdom.
Representando
a kingdom
el
of light.
El
a kingdom
vida,
of life.
El reino
a kingdom of love.
Luz. El reino del amor.
Yeah.
Sí.
Healing all manner of sickness
sanando
and all manner of diseases among
todo
the
dolor
people.
En el pueblo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now,
Ahora,
I'm looking at these verses.
Mirando estos versículos.
And this is what sets the condition.
Y esto es lo que hace que la,
because
que venga la
the next verses, 24 and 25,
porque los siguientes
versículos, he's delivering 25, people.
Él está
all
gente.
The sick.
Todo enfermedad.
All those possessed with devils.
Todos los poseídos con
diablos. All those that were a lunatic or crazy.
Todos los que estaban locos o lunáticos.
Physical ailments, palsy. And they followed him a great
enfermedades
multitude.
Físicas, y le continuó.
And then it goes right in and seeing the multitudes.
Y le siguió mucha gente.
Seeing the multitudes.
Y le siguió mucha gente.
So this is the setting. This is the
este es
what's
lugar.
Going on when
este
he's
lo que está pasando.
Beginning to preach.
Cuando él comienza a predicar.
Okay, now I want you to think about
quiero
something.
Que piense acerca de algo.
Who's he talking to?
¿Y quién él está hablando?
Is he talking to Gentiles?
¿Le está hablando a los gentiles?
He's talking to Jews.
Él está hablando a judíos.
Now, look at what he's saying.
Mire lo que él está diciendo.
This is the condition
esta es la condición
of God's covenant people, Israel.
Del pacto de los hijos de Dios, Israel.
Look at the condition.
Mire la condición.
The condition of Israel after 400 years from the
la
last prophet
de después de los 400,
is
después de 400
people
años,
sitting in darkness.
Es gente sentada en los tinieblas.
Isn't that what we read?
¿No es lo que leímos?
Verse 16.
Versículo 16.
The people which sat in darkness.
El pueblo estaba sentado en tinieblas.
What else?
¿Y qué más?
Saw great light, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light sprung up.
Vio gran luz y a los sentados.
This is the condition of God's covenant people.
These
are the people. These are God's chosen.
Son los hijos escogidos.
What had happened to them?
¿Qué les pasó a ellos?
What had happened to Israel?
¿Qué le ha pasado a Israel?
This is the result of people.
El resultado de la gente.
Living under the law.
Viviendo bajo la ley.
Under a law that condemned them.
Bajo una ley que las condenaba.
Under the law of the externals.
En la ley lo
externo. So with this in mind now. I'm going to another scripture.
Vamos
Let's go to the book of Galatians.
Vamos al libro de Gálatas.
And we're going to look what Paul says by revelation.
Vamos a mirar lo que Pablo dijo
okay.
A través de revelación.
Of those, that condition. Of the people, so we can understand them better.
Para que podamos entenderlos mejor.
Who, to whom was Jesus coming?
¿A quién Jesús está viniendo?
And you can see,
usted puede mirar.
He saw their desperate need.
Él miró la
he saw their condition.
Él miró la condición.
And what their need was.
Y cuál su necesidad era.
Knew that he had to come exactly
que venir
according to the word of God.
De acuerdo a la palabra de Dios.
And he knew exactly what his
y
mission was.
Exactamente cuál su
what he
era.
Had to do.
Qué tenía que
why
hacer.
He had to do
por
it.
Qué tenía que hacerlo.
What he had to bring them.
Por qué tenía que
for redemption.
Por redención.
To deliver them out
para
of that condition.
Fuera de esa condición.
Out of darkness.
Fuera de tinieblas.
Out of the shadows of death.
Fuera de las sombras de muerte.
And into light and life.
Y hacia una luz de vida.
Now, here.
Ahora, aquí,
there's a lot of things going on in chapter 3.
Están aconteciendo en el capítulo 3.
But in chapter 3, I
en el capítulo 3,
want to look at
quiero mirar
six different things.
Seis cosas diferentes.
Okay? That
eso.
Describe
describe
those under the law.
Aquellos bajo la ley.
Can they see the board here? Okay. So I'm going to write them down.
So los voy
now
a
these are verses
ahora, estos son
out of chapter 3. That describe the condition of Israel of chapter 4 where they were at this point.
Antes del capítulo 4, donde estamos yendo a este punto.
And he's admonishing the Galatians here.
Y él está Paul is, amonestando a los Gálatas, todos.
Because after coming to Christ, there's something
porque
people come in and
Cristo,
said, oh, let's
gente,
go back to the law.
Está viniendo y diciendo, vamos a regresar a la ley. ¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why would you do that?
¿Por qué usaría eso?
So we're going to take the first verse we're going to look at is chapter 10. Again, we're focusing on one thing, and that's the description of the law and them that are under it. Chapter 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under a what? Curse.
Maldición.
That's pretty stark and hard and blatant, isn't it?
Muy duro y difícil, ¿no es así?
Under a curse.
Bajo una maldición.
For it is written,
porque está escrito,
cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them.
Pues está escrito, está maldito todo aquel que no permanece en todas las cosas escritas en el libro de la ley para hacerlas.
Okay, and they don't realize it.
Y ellos no se dan cuenta.
They know.
Ellos saben.
They're aware.
Están
who can keep it.
Pero ¿quién puede mantenerlo?
And they try their best and they put
y
on their robes.
Trataron de hacer lo mejor.
Make their organizations. Draw the circle smaller. I'm a Pharisee.
Soy un fariseo.
I'm holier than you. You know how the scripture goes.
Usted sabe cómo la escritura va.
Okay, I'm fulfilling it better than you.
Estoy cumpliéndoles, los estoy
but they're all under a curse.
Pero todos están bajo una maldición.
Okay, number two
número
is
dos,
verse 11.
Es versículo 11.
That no man is justified by the law.
Porque ningún hombre es justificado por la ley.
Okay, why?
¿Por qué?
For the just shall live by
porque
faith.
El justo por la fe vivirá.
So no man.
No man.
No is hombre. Justified.
No hay hombre justificado.
Under this condition.
Bajo esta condición.
Pretty terrible condition, isn't
una muy condición muy terrible, ¿no?
Now we go number three, we're
vamos
going to verse 18.
Vamos al versículo 18.
Describing the law.
Describiendo
for
la ley.
If the inheritance
porque si la herencia
be of the law,
es por la ley,
it is no more a promise.
Ya no es por la promesa.
So there's this condition for the people
aquí está esta condición para la gente,
where there's no inheritance.
Donde no hay heredad.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa esto?
They aren't receiving anything out of the life of God, out of
no
the Spirit of God. God's not giving them anything
Dios,
in this condition.
Eso es lo que pasa cuando está usted en esta condición.
So what a bleak and terrible condition.
¿Qué cosa tan
that they're not inheriting anything out of the promises, out of the Word, out of the Spirit of God.
Nada del Espíritu de
and
Dios.
You can look at these
usted
verses
puede mirar así
and you can see, oh, plainly,
mirar,
this is Matthew chapter 4.
Esto es Mateo 4
the
claramente.
People that sat in darkness, that sat in the shadow of death.
De muerte.
Here they are, and
aquí
here's the description
están,
and the bleakness and hopelessness of that condition.
Sin esperanza
number 4,
condición.
We go to verse
19. Vamos al versículo 19.
Then,
entonces,
why?
¿Por qué?
Or where?
¿Para qué? ¿O
wherefore?
Dónde?
Then serves the law.
Entonces, ¿para qué sirve la ley?
And here's what Brother Branham preaches so many. It was added what?
Fue añadida. ¿Por causa de qué?
Because of transgressions.
Por causa de transgresiones.
We're going to spend some time.
Vamos a pasar
here.
Un tiempo.
The law was added because of transgressions.
La ley fue añadida a causa de las transgresiones.
Their transgressions.
Sus transgresiones.
Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator.
Fue añadida cosas hasta que viniese la simiente a quien fue hecha la promesa y fue ordenado por medio de los ángeles en mano de un mediador.
So all of this condition was brought on by themselves.
Ellos lo trajeron por
by
ellos
their
mismos.
Condition themselves.
Para la condición
they
de
were under
mismos.
A curse.
Tuvieron
under no way to be justified. No inheritance of God.
No tenían ni
and it was because of transgressions that it came.
Por causa de las transgresiones.
Okay, then we go to the next verse, which is
siguiente versículo,
the next is verse 21.
El próximo, el 21.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Is the law then against the promises of God?
Luego, la ley es contraria a la promesa
God forbid.
De Dios. De ninguna
now
manera.
Listen what he says. For if,
de, porque si yeah. al, si,
if there had been si, a law given which could have given life.
La ley dada pudiera vivificar.
So what is the next point about the law?
¿Cuál es el siguiente punto acerca de la
there's
ley?
No life possible.
No hay vida posible.
No life.
No hay vida posible.
No life possible.
No hay vida posible.
Okay. If there had been a law given which could have given life.
What chapter is this, Brother Dom?
Galatians chapter 3.
3:21. En ninguna manera, porque si la ley dada pudiera vivificar, la justicia fuera verdaderamente por la ley.
And this is again verse 21.
Y esto es una vez más, versículo 21.
Okay, the fifth point.
El quinto punto.
Okay, if the law had been given which could have given life, verily righteousness would have been by the law.
Porque si la ley dada pudiera
so notice what he's connecting
justicia
here,
fuera verdaderamente por
life
de lo que
and
está
righteousness.
Aquí.
Life and righteousness. If
vida
law
justicia.
Could give life,
si la ley pudiera
then righteousness.
Vida, entonces la
so if there's no life,
so si no hay vida,
there's no righteousness.
No hay justicia.
Now doesn't that fry the brain of the legalist?
I'm righteous because
and he look at the word of God and says there's no righteousness there because there's no life there. What's there? Death.
Muerte.
You're under a curse.
Usted está bajo una maldición.
And those who are spreading the law are spreading a curse.
Y ellos que están dando vida
taking this curse and spreading it on other
están
people.
Dando vida a la muerte.
Now the last verse is verse
24.
Verse 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster.
De manera que la ley ha sido nuestro
to bring us unto Christ.
Para llevarnos a Cristo.
That we might be justified.
A fin que de que fuésemos justificados. ¿Por qué?
Okay. And if we're justified by
y si somos justificados por
faith,
fe,
to bring us to faith. And to bring us to a place
para traernos a un lugar.
So we know that the scripture says
sabemos que la escritura dice,
okay, the just shall live by faith, right?
El justo vivirá por fe, correcto?
But what does it also say? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Okay.
¿Está bien?
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Caminamos por fe,
so
no
sight
por vista.
Is out of the question.
No. La vista es fuera de
so all of this has no, to do with
tiene que ver con,
we'll see this in a little bit.
Con vista.
Sight.
Con vista.
Senses.
Sentidos.
Reason.
Razonamiento.
All of these things.
Todas estas cosas.
The law was added
la ley
because of transgressions.
Por causa de transgresiones.
Question for you.
Pregunta para usted.
What were those transgressions?
¿Cuáles fueron esas transgresiones?
What was the transgression?
¿Cuál fue la transgresión?
Well, we go to the book of Hebrews again.
Vamos al libro de Hebreos una
and
vez más.
It gives us a pretty good idea there.
Nos da una gran idea ahí.
Pretty much spells it out.
Casi la deletrea.
Hebrews chapter 3.
Hebreos 3.
Well, we spend a lot of time here.
Pasamos mucho tiempo aquí.
Okay. Now look at again, as we've spent a lot of time here, you'll understand because these are familiar verses to us.
Son versículos familiares para con nosotros.
Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
But Christ as a son over his house.
Pero Cristo como hijo sobre su casa.
Whose house we are.
La cual casa somos nosotros.
And then what is the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente palabra ahí?
If.
Sí.
If we hold fast the confidence
si retenemos firme
and the rejoicing.
Hasta el fin la confianza.
The confidence and rejoicing of what?
La confianza de gloriarnos de que, en qué?
Of Christ.
De
que of a headship. That he's
cabeza,
over a house.
Que él está sobre su casa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now.
Ahora.
He's a son over his house if we hold fast the confidence
casa, sí,
and the rejoicing.
Mantenemos la
firm
confianza.
To the end.
Y el gozo firme.
So, I'm going to ask you a question.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta.
What was Israel's hope?
¿Cuál era la esperanza de Israel?
The promised land.
La tierra prometida.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
God was with them.
Dios estaba con ellos.
God spoke to them.
Dios le habló a ellos.
God manifested himself to
Dios
them.
Se manifestó en
God
mismo.
Proved his presence.
Dios probó su
God proved
presencia.
His voice.
Probó su
God
voz.
Proved his power.
Su poder.
He showed himself
se mostró el mismo.
Mighty and strong.
Poderoso y fuerte.
To a place where nobody could deny it.
A un lugar donde nadie lo podía
he spoke
negar.
Through his prophet.
Habló a través de
he vindicated
profeta.
His voice.
Vindicó su voz.
To give them the assurance
para
to the people that it was indeed
estaba
the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
En el nombre de Abraham, Isaac y Jacob.
But something happened.
Pero algo aconteció.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
Christ.
Cristo.
Wanted to be over them.
quería estar sobre
God
ellos.
Wanted to be over them.
Quería estar sobre de ellos.
Okay? Wherefore, as
Así
the Holy Ghost today, if you will hear
por
His voice,
Santo, si escucharan mi voz,
what does hearing His voice have to do with righteousness
tiene que ver
and
con la
Christ being your head?
Y Cristo siendo la cabeza de usted.
What happened to them?
¿Qué le pasó a ellos?
Their hearts were hardened.
Sus corazones fueron endurecidos.
Okay. What happened
¿Qué pasó?
To them that their hearts got hardened, brothers
Así es,
and sisters?
Después su corazón se endureció, hermanos y hermanas.
Okay, we go to verse, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, in the
no
day of testings in the wilderness.
Provocación.
When your fathers tempted me. Now there you can
cuando
look that up. Look the word tempt.
Miren ahí.
And put to the test.
Y fueron puesto, lo pusieron
to prove me.
Prueba,
to prove me.
Para probarme.
Okay? And saw my works. Now, Wiest has an incredible translation that
Ahora
is beautiful and very accurate.
Que era muy
in verse 8
y acurato,
or
9,
he says, when
dice,
your fathers put me on trial,
donde sus padres me pusieron en juicio,
listen to this,
escucha esto,
because this is happening in this day.
Porque esto está aconteciendo en
People
este día.
Are putting God on trial.
Gente está poniendo
Do you
Dios
meet
en
my
juicio.
Expectations?
¿Cumpliste mis expectaciones?
Listen, Escuché. When your fathers put me on trial, when they put me to the test for the purpose
Cuando
of approving me,
en prueba,
that I should meet their test.
Para probar si yo era capaz.
And they saw my works 40 years.
Miraron mis obras por 40 años.
That's exactly what's going on in this day.
Lo que está pasando en este
They're
día.
Putting God to the
Están
test.
Poniendo a Dios a prueba.
And you don't meet our approval.
Y tú no cumples uh-huh. con los requerimientos yes. para
And,
probarte.
Huh? Exactly right.
Exactamente correcto. No lo encontramos genuino.
Exactly right.
Exactamente
Now
correcto.
Remember,
Ahora recuerde,
the law was added because of what? Because of transgressions.
La ley por causa de qué? Por causa de transgresiones.
Okay, what are they?
¿Cuáles son ellas?
What are those transgressions?
¿Cuáles son esas transgresiones?
What were their transgressions?
¿Cuáles eran sus transgresiones?
Yes, that's where we're going. Yes, but
Pero,
what is so interesting, Brother Derek, is,
¿qué es tan interesante, hermano Derek?
And I've been over Acts, huh?
That is very interesting. Keep going. Don't stop.
Exodus 19 is so amazing because
Exodus 19,
he's telling them how special they are. He's telling them
está diciendo qué tan especiales ellos son.
That they're treasures.
Que ellos son tesoros.
That they're a peculiar treasure to God.
Que son un tesoro peculiar.
How he delivered them, how he brought them out on eagle's wings.
Como los sacó,
and he makes,
en águila, bajo las,
and he says, if you'll obey me.
What is that?
Okay, Exodus chapter 19. Okay. Yeah. And you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And they, okay, these are the words that you shall speak to the children of Israel.
Y vosotros los seréis un reino de sacerdotes, gente santa. Estas son las palabras que dirás a los hijos de Israel. Versículo 7.
And the people laid before the faces all the words which the Lord commanded them.
Entonces vino Moisés y llamó a los ancianos del pueblo y expuso en presencia de ellos todas estas palabras que Jehová les había
And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do.
Y todo el pueblo respondió a uno y dijeron, todo lo que Jehová ha dicho, haremos.
And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord.
Y Moisés refirió a Jehová las palabras
And God knew their heart.
Entonces,
and though those were empty words, and he knew they couldn't and wouldn't do them.
Y ellos sabían que,
and they already had
them
up to this point. They had already questioned.
Okay.
So here it's so interesting here. Because in the rest of the chapter is where Moses tells the people to get ready, sanctify themselves. Excuse me. Jesse, there's a couple of cough drops in my briefcase. Okay. So he went up to the mountain and they couldn't come. In verse 22, he says, And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them.
Y también que se santifiquen los sacerdotes que se acerquen a Jehová para que Jehová no haga en ellos estrago.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now, Ahora, verse 21, excuse me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down and charge the people, lest they break through, and lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many... And many of them perish.
Y Jehová dijo a Moisés, desciende ahora fuego que no traspase los límites para ver a Jehová, porque caerá multitud de ellos.
So they weren't allowed to come into the presence of God.
No estaban permitidos venir a la presencia de Dios.
So again, it doesn't define here in a verse in 19 what the transgressions are.
En el versículo 19, ¿dónde sus transgresiones estaban? ¿Está bien?
But you go to look back.
Pero ustedes deben mirar más
and you
atrás
go back,
y regresan.
The transgressions.
Las transgresiones.
Did they listen to the voice?
¿Escucharon a la voz?
At the beginning, sure.
En el principio, sí.
Yeah.
Sí.
Did they listen to Moses?
¿Escucharon a Moses?
At the beginning,
en el
sure.
principio, sí.
Look at, here's the plagues.
Aquí está el lugar.
Okay, here's darkness on Egypt, but light in Goshen.
Oscuridad en Egipto.
Okay, here's the night of the Passover. Here's the angel of death. Oh, we'll listen. They listened.
Ellos escucharon.
Oh, here's the Red Sea.
Aquí está
the Red
el mar
Sea
rojo.
Parted.
El mar rojo se abrió.
Okay.
Está bien.
But
pero
look at the pattern of God
hacia el patrón de Dios
over and over.
Una y otra vez.
I'm honest with you. I'm totally amazed.
Le estoy diciendo
at our God.
Estamos,
this is his pattern, brothers and sisters.
Es su patrón,
he does
hermanos.
Great wonders.
Él hace grandes
maravillas. He shows himself.
Se
he proves himself.
Se prueba
and then
mismo.
He leads you into the desert.
Entonces, lo lleva
he leads you into years of testing.
Lo lleva hacia
and he
años
becomes
de
strangely
prueba.
Quiet.
Y él se mantiene callado.
Remember what we used to say.
¿Recuerda lo que decíamos?
Silence never means absence, brothers.
Silencio nunca significa
ausencia. We must remember that in our walk and in our lives.
Recordar eso en nuestras caminatas y en nuestras vidas.
He was never absent.
Él nunca estuvo
ausente. He was silent.
Él estaba en silencio.
Yeah.
Sí.
And but what happens?
¿Y qué pasa?
How long?
¿Cuánto?
Did God expect them to?
Dios esperaba.
To take
que ellos
what he showed and what he proved and to believe.
Y probó.
How long?
¿Cuánto? ¿Cuánto tiempo?
Till the end.
Hasta el final.
But the battles get long.
Pero
the sun gets hot.
Las batallas se hacían largas.
So again
entonces,
here,
una vez más aquí,
where was Israel and what happened to them?
Israel, ¿qué les pasó a ellos?
Okay, again at first, they saw God's wonders.
Miraron
they saw him vindicate.
Lo miraron
they saw him answer.
Miraron que él contestaba.
But on their journey, they pero, left his kingdom.
Pero en su jornada dejaron
they
su
came
reino.
Out from underneath his rulership.
Salieron del
his
gobierno
ruling
de él.
Over them. His voice.
De él, reinaron sobre ellos.
And they
salieron
created
de su
their
Dios.
Own kingdom.
Y crearon su propio reino.
They say, well, what did they do?
¿Qué hicieron?
Now listen.
Ahora escucho.
Look at Israel.
Mire Israel.
Look at their transgressions.
Mire sus
look at Hebrews 3.
Mire Hebreos
look at
3.
Hebrews 4.
Mire Hebreos 4.
What was it?
¿Qué era?
In every single case,
y que en cada caso,
it was their sight.
Estaba a la vista de
it
ellos.
Was their senses.
Era su sentido.
It was their spirits.
Eran sus espíritus.
It was their reason.
Era su
it was their conscience.
Su conciencia.
It was their affections
sus afecciones.
That ruled over them.
Las cuales los gobernaban.
Now keep going.
Ahora continúe.
What did they say?
¿Qué dijeron?
In response to God, into the situations he brought them under, it's hot.
Oh, está caliente.
I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre.
I don't like manna.
No me gusta el maná.
I'm really sick of manna.
Realmente estoy
we want quail.
Queremos codornices.
We can't take the promised land.
Oh, no puedo,
we
no
can't
puedo
go
tomar
over.
La tierra prometida.
There's giants there.
Ahí hay gigantes ahí.
God's not with us.
Dios no está con nosotros.
God's not with us.
Dios no está con nosotros.
He won't help us.
Él no nos va a ayudar.
No, he's going to let us die.
Él nos va
he's
a
not
dejar
here.
Morir. Él no está aquí.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Listen.
Escuche.
You know what?
¿Sabe qué?
The prophet Moses must not have been of God after all.
Ah, Moisés no tuvo que ser de Dios después de todo.
Well, why do you say this?
Oh, ¿por qué?
Because our current condition
porque nuestras condiciones corrientes prueban que él no,
huh?
No era de Dios.
It was say that again.
It was the 40 days on the mountain and they turned away.
Yeah, but
pero
all of this is all of it together is in one
todo
big thing.
Todo juntamente es una sola cosa.
Yeah. No, but they can't follow.
Ellos no
it's impossible
seguir.
For them.
Era imposible para ellos.
They can't believe.
No podían creer.
They can't. They don't have the faith to look at the
no tenían fe para mirar lo que no se podía mirar.
What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter
4?
The afflictions of this life, the afflictions of this time are temporal, are light. The light of afflictions work in you.
las aflicciones salidas están trabajando en usted.
They didn't look at a light affliction working anything.
No miraban hacia nada.
That's my question for
us. Mi pregunta para con nosotros.
Do you see afflictions working anything?
Mira usted,
do you know that they're there for a purpose?
¿Sabe que las
I can read 2 Corinthians chapter
4.
Oh, those, you know, I wouldn't call Paul's afflictions light.
No les llamaría las aflicciones de
beaten,
Pablo
stoned,
golpeado,
prison,
apedreado, prisionero.
Shipwrecked. The worries of the church. And look at 2 Corinthians. It's just full of his
sufferings.
And he calls them the light affections, but he said, listen, come on. God had given him his sight.
Dios le ha dado su vista.
God had given him spiritual sight.
Dios le ha dado una
he had given him faith.
Él le ha dado fe.
And that faith is his righteousness
y esa fe es su
because he left the
porque
sensory world
el mundo
into the Word of God.
Hacia el mundo
and he
de
says,
Dios.
These afflictions, my imprisonment, my aches, my pains from being stoned. Come on. Have you been stoned, Alfred?
Yeah,
I think rocks hurt, don't you think they hurt?
Duele, ¿no piensas, hermano, hermana?
Yeah. In fact, if they keep throwing them at you until they think you're dead, do you think that would hurt for a while?
De hecho, usted piensa cuando le están
do you remember? I don't remember where he was at.
No recuerdo dónde fue.
They left him for dead.
Pero lo dejaron por muerto.
And he got up and walked out with he might have had a limp or something, I'm sure.
Y se fue. Yo creo que estaba
but he got up and walked away.
Pero él se fue.
Now, if I don't know if it was an hour or three
no
or what, but he did.
Hora, dos, o tres, okay, pero
okay.
Hizo.
So anyway, what I'm getting to say is Paul could say because of revelation that his light affections were working an eternal weight of glory.
En una forma
something in an eternal realm.
Algo en el campo
something
eterno.
Not of this realm.
Algo fuera de esta dimensión.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here,
aquí,
the transgressions of Israel.
Las transgresiones de Israel.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But that's why Hebrews 12.
Pero eso es por causa de Hebreos 12.
Okay, we're not called to Mount Zion.
Nos hemos sido llamados
they
al
feared.
Monte de Sion.
They trembled.
El Monte Sion.
They
ellos
said, no.
Temblaban. Decían no.
We're terrified.
Estamos,
this God is too strong. He's too holy. He's too.
Es demasiado fuerte, Dios.
And he has, we can't
santo.
See a way that no, he's made
una manera
for us
que
to come to him.
Hecho para que nosotros podamos
so I simply
él.
Shrink no. in fear from him.
Simplemente me reduzco en
they
temor.
Can't see the way.
No podían mirar
they did,
el camino.
Couldn't see the way.
No podían mirar el camino.
They couldn't see the way.
No podían mirar el camino.
Remember,
recuerde.
If Moses' face was veiled,
recuerda que
Israel's
la cara
face is
de
veiled.
Moisés
they
estaba
couldn't
cubierta.
See the way. They
no
couldn't see the lamb.
No
they couldn't see the way out.
La tierra, no podían mirar la salida.
Now, ahora, what did they say?
¿Qué ellos dijeron?
What did they say of Moses?
¿Qué le dijeron a Moisés?
What was their confession?
¿Cuál fue su confesión?
He brought
de ellos?
Us here to die.
Él nos trajo aquí a morir.
Do you know that they lived their own confession?
¿Sabía usted que ellos vivieron su propia
the very words of their mouth, the very words that we speak, brothers and sisters,
boca,
you have to be
hermanos.
So careful what you utter, allow to be uttered out of your
cuidado,
mouth.
Permite hablar, que salga
the
su
very
boca.
Words of their mouth that
las
you did,
palabras de su
he
boca.
Brought us here to die, and that's exactly
y
what they did.
Nos aquí a morir, y es exactamente lo que ellos hicieron.
They experienced their own confession, didn't they?
Experimentaron su propia confesión.
They died.
Así, murieron.
All of them.
Todos ellos.
Except for the two that walked by faith.
Excepto por los dos que caminaron
and not
por
by sight.
Y no por vista.
And it's those that could walk by faith.
De podían caminar por fe.
How could you have to deny every sense that you're...
Usted tenía que negar cada
every
sentido.
Single thing.
Que tenía que dar cada cualquier cosa.
To go face giants.
Para ir a
with your wife.
Gigantes.
With your children.
Con tu esposa, con
we're
going to
go.
Vamos a ir.
We're going to go.
Vamos a ir.
No, there's giants there.
No, hay gigantes ahí.
They're big. And they were. And they're strong.
Y ellos fueron,
and they
ellos
were. They had to deny everything to
tenían
enter into that faith realm
para venir a ese,
with God.
Esa
the just
de fe,
shall live by faith.
El justo vivirá por
okay?
Fe. Está bien.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
And we walk by faith.
Caminamos por fe.
Not by sight.
No por vista.
And because of transgressions,
y por causa de transgresiones,
the law was added.
La ley fue
and we
añadida.
See the condition of them in Matthew chapter 4, God's covenant people. People of promise.
De pacto de Dios,
the God's chosen.
Gente de promesa.
And there
los
they were in a miserable
Dios.
Condition.
Y estaban ellos en una
but light came
miserable.
To them to deliver
pero vida
them.
Vino a ellos.
But how many could see the way
pero
out?
Cuántos pueden mirar la salida?
And how many of us are blind
cuántos
to see the way out when God
ciegos.
Offers the way out?
Para mirar la salida.
When God offers help and we reject it.
Ofrece, y nosotros lo rechazamos.
So, with this,
con esto,
we're going to
vamos a
chapter 7.
Capítulo 7.
No, that was... Yeah.
Sí.
I'm sorry.
Lo siento.
My brain just did a bridge. Back into the New Testament.
De regreso al Nuevo Testamento.
And here is where we see
y aquí es lo que miramos.
Why Paul wrote what he did
porque
in Romans
Pablo escribió
chapter 7 and 8.
Romanos 7 y 8.
Paul had this revelation.
Pablo tenía esta revelación.
And the revelation of the transgressions and the revelation
y la revelación de las transgresiones.
Of their sin. And the revelation of lack of faith.
La revelación de falta de
because when you're going by sight and you're governed by sight
vista,
and you're governed by your senses,
está gobernado por su
where's
vista,
your faith,
gobernado
brothers
por sus sentidos,
and sisters?
¿Dónde está su
where
fe,
is
hermanos
it?
Y hermanas?
See, we're in a dangerous spot.
Estamos en
but God's here to deliver us.
Pero Dios se ha preparado para liberarnos.
Okay. My brain is going in about 40 places. So, I'm finding my way to Romans. Chapter 7.
Romanos 7.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And again, that verse, we've gone over these so many times before, but I want you to look at verse 5.
Los primeros cinco.
Okay. For when we were in the flesh.
Porque cuando estábamos en la carne.
What a strange statement for Paul to write.
Qué extraño declaración
who's he talking
para Pablo escribir,
to?
A quién él está
he's talking
hablando.
To men and women.
Está hablando
are they in physical bodies?
Que están en cuerpos físicos.
Yeah, they're in physical bodies.
Ellos están en
so why would he say when we were in the flesh?
Diría eso, cuando estábamos en la carne.
And the motion, look at the motions of sin.
Y miren las
which were by what? By the law.
Las pasiones pecaminosas que
motions
porque,
of sin
por la
which
ley.
Were by the law.
Las pasiones
because the law pointed and said, you're guilty,
porque
you can't,
la ley
you can't.
Decía, tú eres culpable, culpable.
Okay.
Y mereces la muerte.
The laws, the motions of sin
las pasiones pecaminosas
worked in your members.
Trabajando en vuestro miembro.
Where does sin work? Here.
Donde el miembro,
here.
Donde el pecado
here.
Trabaja, aquí,
here.
Aquí y acá.
Where does unbelief come?
De dónde viene la incredulidad de aquí
here.
Y de acá y de acá.
Where does all your unbelief?
¿Dónde está
it's
todo
in your members.
Está en sus miembros,
right?
¿Correcto?
There you go. To bring forth what?
Llevando fruto.
Fruit unto what?
Fruto hacia qué?
Fruit unto what?
Fruit
what's
hacia
the state? Death.
Dice yeah. Qué? Muerte.
Isn't
sí,
that
sí.
A little alarming?
No
look at these verses.
Alarmante. Mira estos versículos.
Look at this.
Mire esto.
Huh?
¿Eh?
You want to be cursed?
¿Quieres ser maldecido?
Want to be a place where there is no justification?
¿Quieres ser un lugar
there
donde
is no inheritance?
No
huh? There's no life possible. There's no
la
righteousness
posible,
because there's no life. Somehow we got to get past this into the realms of faith.
Que pasar es,
where we're walking by faith, the just shall live by faith, not by sight.
Por fe.
Not by their reasoning.
No por su razonamiento, por fe.
Okay. When we were in the flesh. Okay, good. Go to verse
okay,
chapter
bien.
8.
Vamos al 8. Capítulo
8. And again verse 9.
8, 9.
And what does he say?
¿Qué dice?
He says, but you are not in the flesh.
Mas vosotros no vivís según la carne.
How can he took look at people?
Ahora, ¿cómo
Laura, did you know you're not in the flesh?
Laura,
the last time
mira,
I looked,
no
I was.
Carne, la última vez yeah. Que miré, estaba.
So you look,
mira,
again,
una vez más.
I've seen so many translations and studies of this. But you look at what is he saying, I'm not in the flesh. But when you were in the flesh, what is he saying about the law in chapter 7? What is he saying about the law? He says you were in the flesh. What is the translation in so many of these? You were dominated by the flesh. So what is the law dominated by the flesh? That is why, how does chapter 7 end?
Huh?
Verse 24 and 25. O wretched man, who shall deliver me from what? this body of what? This body of death. This body where my senses are ruling me and my sight is ruling me. Brother Branham, again, greatest battle ever fought. You have to go there. Again, I'm asking you, take three messages. Read them. Listen to them. Greatest battle ever fought. Thinking man's filter. Knoweth it not. Read them in that order. See what he's telling the bride of Jesus Christ. Telling us we have to have the mind of Christ. You have to get out from underneath this. And you look at the law. And you look at where they were and you see the death that is there. You see the curse that is there. Okay, so chapter 8:9. Again, he's looking at people. And he's saying them, but you're not in the flesh.
Dice, pues, tú no estás en la carne.
In this, but you're in the spirit.
Tú estás en el espíritu.
Okay, and he's telling to what he's saying. Hey, because of the baptism of the Holy
Por causa
Ghost,
del bautismo del
because
Espíritu
of salvation,
Por causa de salvación,
because of mercy,
Por causa de misericordia,
he has translated you from the power of darkness. He's put you into a kingdom. He's put you into something else to rule over you. He's put you in something else to reign over you. He's made you set where? In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. And he's brought you into this totally new realm where Paul said, light afflictions work an eternal weight of glory in me.
Las aflicciones externas trabajaron un camino hacia de gloria hacia mí, hacia la eternidad.
So in chapter 9, again, what he's telling them, he says, you're not dominated by the flesh anymore, but you're dominated by the Spirit of God. Then you go back to verse 5. For they that are after the flesh, they that are dominated by the flesh, do the works of the flesh.
Yeah,
isn't that right? What does he tell you in verse 6? Are you carnally minded? Are you minded by your sight? Are you be carnally minded by your senses? What does he tell you?
Huh?
To be carnally minded is what?
It's,
huh? It's death. There we are. We're right back here. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Well, what? Come on.
Piense.
You can tell by your day, can't you?
Tú puedes decir por el huh? Tu día, ¿no?
You can feel it.
Tú lo puedes sentir.
You can sense it.
Lo puedes sentir. Right.
For the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. I don't have long-suffering for anybody.
Bueno, yo no tengo paciencia.
You're not thinking like I'm thinking, and I'm angry, and I'm mad.
Yo no estoy pensando.
And I'm in turmoil.
Yo estoy en confusión.
What's ruling you, dear brother and sister?
Gobernando usted, hermano y hermana.
Uh-huh. You see where the bride of Christ and the Holy Spirit is trying to get us
Mira
to this place, beyond
de
these realms into his realms where we have his sight. We're not
donde,
ruled by sight but by
no
faith.
Por vista, pero por fe.
The same faith that Abraham had.
Que Abraham tuvo.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Why?
¿Por qué?
I can't look at my body.
No puedo mirar mi cuerpo.
I'm in it.
Estoy
I feel it.
Lo siento.
Yeah, oh boy, do I feel it.
Oh, Señor, si lo siento.
Yeah, what's it say?
¿Qué dice?
God's promises of God can't work.
Sí, las promesas de Dios.
Every single day.
Pueden trabajar cualquier
yeah.
día.
Oh, I got another ache. I got another wrinkle.
Oh, tengo otro dolor.
My eyes just got a little worse.
Oh, esto se ha puesto peor.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
What do you say?
¿Qué dijo?
Don't look at those things.
No mires así esas cosas.
Oh, brothers and sisters, here we go in this, all these
Aquí
things.
Vamos, y en todas estas cosas.
Tying together, look, again,
juntando, juntamente todo. Mira, una
there's
más.
The fruit,
ahí está el fruto.
And there's the condition of Israel in Matthew chapter 4,
Mateo 4.
God's covenant people that should have been
la gente de pacto de
blessed
Dios
with the life of God and the promises of God
Dios,
and the word of God, they should
Dios,
have,
que ellos de,
but they
de
were
seguro.
In darkness,
pero ellos estaban en
living in the shadow of death.
Mirando hacia la sombra de muerte.
Because they had a different kingdom.
Porque ellos tenían un
the kingdom of their own making.
Un reino
the
de
kingdom
su propia
of their
ciudad.
Own doing.
Un reino de
we'll
su
build
propia
an
ciudad.
Altar.
Oh, vamos a
we'll build a calf. Oh, that didn't work. Let's do something else.
Oh, matamos huh? una cabra. Oh, esa no
yeah. How long did they keep that golden calf, do you think?
¿Cuánto tiempo mantuvieron esto?
But what did they go from there?
¿Dónde fueron a partir de ahí?
Their own imagination. I don't like this, give me that.
No me gusta esto, this.
No, I don't like that either.
No, te doy esto. No,
okay, we'll
esto.
Take you here. Let's go to the promised land. No, I don't care.
No quiero eso.
No.
Sí.
Remember what happened?
¿Qué pasó?
They got so afraid in Numbers.
Números, capítulo 13.
Sí. God says, you know what?
Dios dijo, ¿sabes qué?
You won't believe me?
No me
you won't believe the good report?
No
you won't believe the good
reporte.
News?
No
who am I?
¿Quién soy yo?
Am I God?
Soy Dios.
Am I omnipotent?
Soy
am I for you?
Soy por
am
ti.
I on your side?
Estoy de tu lado.
Then why won't you go over?
Entonces, ¿por qué no cruzas?
And they got afraid.
Y se atemorizaron.
Because they saw the results of their decision.
Porque
oh, we'll go.
Los resultados
we'll go.
De tu decisión.
And he says, don't. Right?
Dijeron, vamos, vamos.
He says, don't. You'll die.
You know, tú morirás.
And we'll do it anyway.
Lo haremos de toda manera.
So when they made that decision,
cuando
we'll do it anyway.
Lo hicieron de cualquier manera.
Whose kingdom were they under?
¿Bajo qué reino se encontraban ellos?
Whose rulership were they under?
¿Qué gobierno
whose domain
tenía?
Were they under?
¿Bajo qué dominio
their own reasoning, their own sight, their own consciousness, their own imaginations.
Sus propias imaginaciones.
But not God's.
Pero no Dios.
It's either one or yours or his.
Es una de dos, es él o es, son las suyas.
Versículo 7, 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's hostile towards God. Yeah, we know that, don't we?
Sí, sabemos eso, ¿no es así?
When you're in your carnal mind, you feel hostile towards God.
Cuando usted sigue la carne.
You feel like he's hostile towards you, don't you?
Se siente como yeah. Él lo ha fallado, ¿no es así?
Verse 8. So they that are in the flesh, dominated by the flesh, what about them?
¿Qué acerca de ellos?
Can you please God?
¿Yo puedo ser completo a Dios?
So the love of God is redemption out of and into,
Dios,
out of the law,
hacia,
into his life.
Hacia la ley, hacia la vida de él.
Out of your own works,
fuera de
into
sus propias obras, hacia la
his
de
working.
Su obra
out
de
of your own sight,
fuera de su
into his
vista.
Faith. Out of your reasoning,
fuera del razonamiento
into the mind
de usted,
of Christ,
hacia la mente de
out
Cristo.
Of your vain
fuera de su
efforts into his spiritual vision.
Manos hacia cosas espirituales.
It was this redemption that Jesus offered the people that day when he preached his first sermon to the multitude
la gente, predicó este
on the side of the mountain.
Este sermón en la multitud. A un lado de la montaña.
Offering them a way out from their cruel and fruitless rulership of the external sight and mind.
De su gobierno sin frutos, de su mente externa y mente.
Out of the external.
Fuera de lo externo.
First pull.
Primer jalón.
First pull, isn't it?
Primer jalón, ¿es así?
Wasn't the first pull external, just like Jesus?
No fue el primer jalón externo.
Into the internal.
Hacia lo interno.
Second pull.
Segundo jalón.
And he didn't stop there, did he?
Y no paró ahí.
Did he stop there? No, he
no
didn't
paró.
Stop.
No.
But he took so many fewer into the from the internal to the eternal.
Pero tomó algunos de lo externo hacia lo interno.
To eat his flesh.
Para comer su carne.
To drink his blood.
Para beber su sangre.
Without offense.
Sin ofensa,
but with revelation.
Pero con revelación.
In a spiritual realm.
En un
out of the realms of man's thoughts and mind.
Fuera de las
and
dimensiones
del pensamiento,
de los hombres, de los razonamientos y de su conciencia.
Uh-huh. Out of this world.
Fuera de este mundo.
Into heavenly places.
Hacia lugares celestiales.
In Christ Jesus.
En Cristo
with the true reality.
Donde la verdadera realidad.
Becomes.
Llega a ser.
Their reality.
Realidad.
And when his reality
y cuando su realidad
becomes your reality,
llega a ser la realidad de usted,
you're in a place with him.
Usted está en un lugar con él.
If you're just looking at his reality,
si usted tan solo está mirando hacia la realidad,
but you can't
de él,
relate to it,
pero usted no se puede relacionar con ella,
reality
en su realidad,
is not your reality,
no es la realidad de usted.
You're a professor,
usted es un profesante,
but not a possessor.
Pero no un poseedor.
Only in this place.
Solamente en este lugar.
Only in this place, brothers
solamente
and sisters.
En este lugar, hermanos y hermanas.
Only when you're there.
Solamente cuando
with
está
him.
Ahí con él.
Can you truly utter words?
Puede verdaderamente
that
hablar
Paul
palabras
uttered, that Jesus
Pablo,
uttered.
El prisionero de Cristo.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
And mean them.
Que
and prove them. And prove that you
y
mean
probar
them.
Que usted quiere decir eso de corazón.
Philippians chapter 3.
Filipenses 3.
Verse
8. 3:8.
You doubtless I call count all things but loss.
Y ciertamente aún estimo todas las cosas como perdidas. Mire,
his external life,
su vida externa,
his associations,
sus asociaciones,
his friendships, his place of notoriety,
su lugar de notoriedad.
Uh-huh.
Sí,
look at me.
Mírenme.
I'm noted. I'm noteworthy. I'm
no
well
soy
known.
Digno.
Yeah.
Sí.
For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ,
no
my Lord,
las cosas como perdidas, por la excelencia del conocimiento de Cristo Jesús,
for
mi Señor,
whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but dung, that I might win Christ.
Oh, mi Señor, por amor del cual lo he perdido todo y lo tengo por basura para ganar a Cristo.
And to be found in him.
Y ser hallado en él.
Not having mine own righteousness,
no
which is in the
mi
law,
propia justicia, que es por la ley.
Mine own doings, mine own efforts,
cosas, lo que yo
but
amo.
That which is through faith, which is
no,
not by sight,
la que es por
of
fe,
Christ,
de Cristo, la
the righteousness
vista,
which is
justicia,
of God by faith,
la justicia que es de Dios por la fe,
that I might know him,
para que yo lo conozca,
in the power of his resurrection,
a fin de conocerle y el poder de su resurrección
and the fellowship of his sufferings,
y la participación de sus padecimientos.
I want to take part.
Compañerismo, quiero tomar
is.
Parte de.
You don't say that in the flesh.
Usted no dice, usted no puede decirlo.
Oh, you can say it.
Oh, usted puede decirlo.
And I think we've said it.
Y creo que lo hemos dicho.
But I think we've said it in the flesh.
Pero creo que lo dijimos en la carne.
Because our lives prove.
Porque nuestras vidas prueban.
That those words.
Que esas palabras.
Didn't take root yet.
Didn't take root
in our heart.
No tomaron raíz en nuestros corazones.
You understand what I'm saying?
¿Entiende usted lo que estoy diciendo?
Those words have to come out of an honest heart.
Esas palabras tienen que salir de un corazón honesto.
And an honest heart is always proved.
Y un corazón honesto todo el tiempo prueba.
Mm-hmm.
Sí.
The fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death.
What was that?
That's at the end of verse 10.
A fin de conocerle el poder de su resurrección y la participación de sus padecimientos, llegando a ser semejante a él en su muerte.
I'll end with this, brothers and sisters.
Voy a terminar con esto, hermano y hermana.
It's one thing to say those words.
Es una cosa decir esas palabras.
It's another thing to mean them.
Es otra cosa decirlas de corazón.
And to prove them with your life.
Y probarlas con la vida de usted.
Paul meant what he said.
Pablo dijo de corazón lo que él
and
dijo.
And he proved.
Y él probó.
That he meant.
Que él lo decía de corazón. Cuando dijo,
Peter,
Pedro,
proved his
probó
words.
Sus palabras.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Like his Lord,
como su Señor,
with his Father,
con su Padre,
Jesus,
Jesús,
to the Father. He meant what he said.
Él,
I come to
dijo de corazón,
oh Lord,
lo que le dijo el Padre, he venido a hacer tu voluntad, oh Señor.
Brothers and sisters,
hermanos y hermanas,
this isn't just oneness.
Esto no es tan solo unidad.
This is agape.
Esto es agape.
That's their capstone.
Esta es la piedra de corona.
And this is where the Holy Spirit in this day.
Y esto es donde el Espíritu Santo.
It's not just a oneness. It's an agape oneness.
Esto no es tan solo unidad. Esto es unidad agape.
Where is your work?
¿Dónde está tu obra?
What kind of turmoil?
¿Qué tipo de confusión?
Uh-huh. Sí. Do you still need a out of and into experience?
¿Tú todavía necesitas salir de out hacia
of your turmoil?
Fuera de
out of your frustrations?
Fuera de tus frustraciones?
Out of your fault-finding critical ways?
Fuera de tu encontrar maneras críticas?
Into the ways?
Hacia los caminos?
Because Jesus said, do you want to be like your father?
Porque Jesús dijo, ¿tú quieres ser como tu padre?
Do you want to be like him?
¿Quieres ser como
oh,
él?
I love the word, I'm like him.
Oh, yo amo la palabra, me gusta.
No, go love your enemies.
Ahora ve y ama a tus enemigos.
That you may be perfect, finished.
Que tú pruebes que eres perfecto.
Love your enemies.
Acabado.
Pray for them that persecute you.
Ora por aquellos que te persiguen.
Go to that man that would kill you if he could and love him.
Ve a ese hombre si pudiera matarte y ámalo.
Agape.
agape.
Isn't it beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Only can be reached by the grace of God.
Solo puede ser hecho por la gracia
de Dios.
Has the grace of God. Pero la novia tiene la gracia
and
de Dios.
The mercy of God.
Y la misericordia de Dios.
And he's bringing us out of this
y nos está sacando de esta posición
into a place with him
hacia un lugar con él.
Where we walk not by sight, but
donde
by
miramos,
faith.
Donde caminamos no por vista.
For we have his mind.
Pero tenemos su mente.
And his heart.
Y su corazón.
Oh, Brother Branham makes it so clear.
Oh, el hermano Branham lo hace tan claro.
He says it's just like an old, the Christians, just like an old flu stopped up.
Es como un viejo,
like an old furnace.
Como un viejo mueble.
And it's all stopped up.
Y está todo parado.
And you put a fire in it and the whole thing just blows up.
Y usted lo prende y todo vuela, explota.
That's what's the matter.
Ese es el asunto.
He calls him, listen.
Escuche.
Blowed up Christians.
Cristianos explotados.
You got a little angry, you get a little agitated, you look at them. Blowed up Christians.
Agitado, un poquito enojado. Cristianos que explotan.
It's because you don't clean those channels out.
Es por causa que tú no limpias esos canales.
They don't go down to the inside.
Ellos no bajan hacia lo interno.
He says you've got to clean it.
Tú tienes que limpiarlo.
Your conscience,
tu conciencia,
your memory,
tu memoria,
your thoughts,
tus pensamientos,
laying aside everything.
Uniendo todo a un lado.
Coming from the inside out.
Viniendo de afuera hacia
with that unadulterated word of God.
Con la palabra inadulterada de Dios.
And it's the truth.
Y esa es la verdad.
No matter if 10,000 die on this side or
no
totally trusting,
si
listen to this.
A tu lado, mm-hmm. Totalmente confiando.
10,000 died on the other side, tomorrow trusting.
En el otro lado, mañana confían en él.
That has nothing to do with me.
Eso no tiene nada
I'm the individual.
Yo soy
I'm
individuo.
The one.
Yo soy.
I'm the one he lives in.
Yo soy el cual.
Yeah.
Le cree.
Then he talks, he goes on. You forget it. This is where we've been on for so long. Is it real?
Es tan real.
Is it the word?
No es así.
Whose kingdom really are you in?
En el reino de quién usted realmente
have you been translated?
Viviendo. ¿Ha sido usted
from the power of darkness? Have you been translated into the kingdom
transferido
of his
al reino
dear son?
De su hijo.
Is he ruling?
Realmente.
Is he reigning?
¿Está él gobernando?
Would you close in prayer, Brother Juan?
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Sometimes it's just even difficult to express all words, Father, but we know that you truly are the bread of life, Father, and you truly try to get into us. We are the ones that we are our worst enemy, Father. Give us grace to be able to truly open our hearts and you can inscribe your word totally there and only there in our mind too and all over our body so our body can be totally subject to you, Father. Thanks for everything. Blessed be your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Father.
Amen. We're closing a song, Brother Derek. Walk in the light. We are walking beautiful light. Come where
light proclaims, Jesus, the light of the world. Light and mercy in His name. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world.
Bless you.